If you live, work, or study anywhere near the old campus of Yale University in New Haven, you get used to the sound of bells. They're coming from Harkness Tower, a campus landmark, and they're actually an instrument called the carillon, which is played by a student-run guild of skilled carilloners. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman takes us 200 feet above the Yale University campus for this report.
So if the organ is considered the king of instruments, the carillon has to be the fire-breathing dragon in this medieval analogy. Technically speaking, the carillon is a percussion instrument. The carilloner sits at a console of wooden bars that resembles a keyboard. Each bar represents a note of the musical scale and is connected to a clapper. When the carilloner strikes the bar, usually with the heel of their hand, the clapper strikes the bell. The instrument traces its roots to 16th century Flanders. Construction of Harkness Tower and the Yale carillon began amid the backdrop of World War I.
Very charged time, you know, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, and sort of in the midst of all that, Anna Harkness she's a wealthy philanthropist and also the mother of a Yale student, decides to donate $1 million to build this tower.
That's Yale University grad student and fourth-year carilloner Ava Albighiti. She says the original carillon wasn't a carillon at all.
When the tower was originally constructed, it had 10 bells. And when you have 10 bells in your instrument, it's actually not called a carillon yet, it's called a chime. So for the first like 30, 40 years of its existence, we had the Harkness Memorial Chime. And there were students who rang it. It was the Yale Guild of Bell Ringers, and that's sort of the historical roots of our organization today.
The Yale carillon was officially dedicated in 1966, and the Yale Guild of Bell Ringers became the Yale Guild of Carilloners.
We consider ourselves very lucky. We have really one of the top instruments in the world in terms of the sound quality of the bells. You'll notice when we get up there, especially the low bells are just very resonant, have this very beautiful, rich tone.
And with that, we enter Harkness Tower and make our ascent to the carillon console. The spiral staircase is tight and slightly claustrophobic. We pass the Yale Guild of Carilloners office, the practice carillon room, and finally the tiny room which houses the carillon console, which is near the top of Harkness Tower. Ava Albighiti invites me to sit at the massive console. The wooden bars are laid out like a piano or organ, and like the organ, there's a pedal board.
We're gonna do the half hour. So I'll just point to a note and you're gonna whack it.
Okay.
Not too hard, just, you know, gentle whack. This one. That one. Awesome, halfway there. Yay, well done.
All right.
So I was feeling pretty good about my carillon debut, and then Albighiti grabbed a music score and started to play.
It's gonna be loud.
Albighiti's fists fly across the console as she plays this intricate work. The Yale Guild of Carilloners is, and always has been, a student-run organization. Students who are interested in joining the guild go through an audition process called HEAL, as in the heel of the hand. It's 5 weeks of lessons from current guild members, followed by a deciding recital. There are currently 24 full-time members of the guild. One of those members is sophomore music major Paul Stelben. He says when he arrived on campus as a freshman, he didn't even notice the bells.
Eventually, when I came to the meeting and found out more about it, I was like, wow, this is like something really cool. Like, A, sort of like the that so few people do it. B, just like once I became more familiar with the instrument, just like musically what could be done with it.
And Ava Albighiti says despite its massive size, the carillon can do a lot.
The carillon has, I think, the greatest dynamic range of any instrument out there, just because it's so big. You saw with that piece, there's a lot of just like pounding it in, you know, throwing the clapper against the bell. But then there's these moments of incredible softness. and you can get really, really quiet on it, but those notes still come through.
HEAL gets underway in just a few weeks, and Harkness Tower will be filled with potential new guild members learning the ins and outs of this colossal instrument. that not only serenades workers on their lunch hour, but also tells them when it's time to go back to work.
And now, play that one time. Now everybody knows it's 1 o'clock. Great. Good job, team.
Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.